This is Vicki Warner of Providence, Rhode Island, and my poem is about Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. Lying on a pull-out couch in Lisa Murphy's basement, the credits rolling heavenward, my adolescent tears falling, the song remains the same, became an indoctrination. Robert Plant was the handsome strutter, but Jimmy Page, the skinny, heavy-lidded mystery, who wore his satin dragon pants too high and his Gibson defiantly low, treated me to my first taste of psychedelia. Nervy, fuzzy, scorching, clean, nasty, precise, he fled no musical influence. He corralled them. Observing his fast world, I felt painfully innocent. Lisa was sneaking out to make out with boys. I lagged. An unauthorized Zeppelin biography hidden under a pile of school books widened my eyes. This was crazy. Thinking of him as a real person, or picturing him naked, was not where I reveled. Rather, I wanted to live inside his guitar, a sprite who would sweeten his sound and twinkle drowsily in the air around him. Each song forged a play world of foreignness. The specter of my very youth unfurled before me.